is the beat.
This is the beat.
This is the beat.
The beat of your summer.
Damn, it's hot.
97.9 The Beat.
Your interactive hip-hop station.
A beat, the interactive hip-hop station.
Yeah.
Yo, what's good? It's your boy Flo Rida.
This is your boy Lil Wayne.
It's your boy T.I.P. here.
And it's a congratulations to Ricky Smiley for making number one.
Ricky Smiley Morning Show.
All right, y'all, this is Ricky Smiley Morning Show, man. I just want to tell everybody this morning, I know y'all going through some stuff, man. I know people going through trials and tribulations in their life. We have a fantastic show lined up for you this morning. It's going to be off the chain. And you need to listen to the show and be encouraged. Here's a song, and I hope you be blessed by it. Ricky Smiley Morning Show. Hold on. Let me put...
It's the remix version.
Put the cassette in there. Flip it over.
Guess
oh, man. Ricky Smiley Morning Show and...
He's nuts.
Got doggone ignorant ass. Ignorant ass, one of my mentors, the damn J. Anthony Brown. I love that dude. Ricky Smiley Morning Show and...
He's nuts. Got you look at the front page coming up next. Sports, news, hip-hop, and all of that.
Yes! This is Ricky Smiley Morning Show and...
He's nuts.
214-305-601.
What?
And all... The other area codes that's in the telephone book.
That's what you say when you don't know all of them.
You got doggone right. That's like, Ebony, what's up?
All right, it's 10 minutes, 10 after the hour. Well, there's a new study that finds that people with voices deemed sexy and attractive tend to have better bodies. That suggests that what we hear in a person can greatly affect what we see in them.
So what's up with your voice?
What do you mean?
Your voice.
What kind of body you got?
It don't
match.
It match our voice.
I don't get it. The sound of a person's voice.
Your
really,
ass don't talk like that.
I'm talking in my
normal
voice.
Your ass don't
voice.
Talk like that.
It can reflect.
Okay, but you're talking like that, but your body's the same.
It also cautions. Excuse me. Let me finish this, please. It also
body's
cautions.
Body's still the same.
It also cautions that an attractive
there
voice.
There you go.
You know what? Forget both of y'all, Ricky, with your skinny Sammy Davis Jr. looking self. I know you ain't talking. And Rock T, with your used to play baseball.
Now you gonna talk to the bro.
You got them leftover muscles, okay? Them residual muscles. And hand crack, you sitting over there being sweet and quiet, so I'm not gonna crack on you.
You gonna sit over and talk about the bras?
What? Don't bring the bras up, dog.
Hey.
What?
Saraz.
Taz was laughing too.
Well, the bras don't talk to Saraz.
Was you laughing, Taz?
I'm an acting cat.
I ain't said a damn thing.
Okay,
moving
I'm not gonna
on.
Get on Taz. Look. He got produced. He didn't cut my mic off and put me on suspension and cut my pay.
Stop being cat and read the news.
I read the doggone news, doggone it.
Read some more.
Anyway, I'm Ebony. What's going on? What's going on here, Craig?
I was Joan of Arc in my former life.
Right. All right, yo. The lines are already forming at the movie theaters right now. Everybody is excited and ready to see Batman, which is being released tonight at 12 midnight.
Are you going?
How the hell people going to go to work?
Realistically, there's no way I could possibly catch a midnight showing and stay awake through it. Unless I sleep all day, and I got too much stuff to do today to do that. But they're expecting this movie to make $130 million in its first week,
really?
Which would make it one of the biggest opening films of all time.
You think that'll pass The Color Purple?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, how many times black folks gonna watch, add up, how many times black folks gonna watch Color Purple over and over?
See, Color Purple came out during the time of VHS bootlegging,
right.
So it didn't fare as well as it could have because
right.
People copped the tape.
Oh, damn. So did.
Yeah, so it was easy to bootleg back then.
Mm.
Now it's
wow.
Like, you know, DVDs, which is still easy, but, you know.
And here, Crack,
just
still hadn't seen The Color Purple from start to finish.
I've seen it just fragmented.
Why is that?
Come on, dog.
I mean, like, you know, there's a bunch of movies I've seen y'all probably ain't seen. You know, just wasn't my movie.
Color Purple.
You got to see that, dude. You ain't black if you ain't seen that.
I've seen The Color Purple, though. You sure
all
it's ugly.
All the way through, nonstop.
I just lay there. I seen the whole movie, man.
Ugly.
You just what?
I just lay there. I seen the whole movie, man. Yeah, I just didn't see it in order. I saw the Pulp Fiction version of it. I saw the beginning at the end and the beginning.
Right. You got to see it all the way through, though.
My mind rearranged it. It's all good.
All right, y'all.
Got a little sensitive on that.
12 after the hour. 12. You get jumped on.
People always riding me about the color purple.
Dude, you ain't seen First 48. You just got on that. Dude, that's a death wish in the hood.
I accept my late pass on that one.
Already. Freaking Smile of the Morning Show and D's Nut.